We're continuing with the halachas of Netilas Yadayim. So we mentioned the first halacha, we mentioned that it requires a kli. The second requirement, besides the fact that it's a kli, it requires a concept called karach noisei, that the water cannot come onto your hands of its own accord. It has to be placed onto your hands. So it has to be poured onto the person's hands. The person could do it himself. A person could have somebody else pour water on his hands for him. It doesn't have to be the person who's washing his hands. He does not have to place the water on his hands. The water has to be placed on his hands. So somebody else could pour the water on the person who's washing his hands as well. So that's the concept of the koyach noisein. It has to be the language of the Shulchan Aruch, koyach noisein. We're familiar with the phrase koyach gavra. The reason why the Shulchan Aruch uses the word koyach noisein, because the Shulchan Aruch actually entertains the possibility of having a monkey do it, and it should be kosher also. It's not a gavra, but it's a koyach noisein. So the Shulchan Aruch brings two opinions. If it's a negei halacha lemaisa, please speak to me. Okay. The question which comes up, if a person does not have a kli available and he wants to pour the water onto his hands, is there any way of doing it when you don't have a kli available? So we said you must require a kli. You also require karach noisei. So you see sometimes people have this idea of turning the faucet on and off to get the water onto their hands. Does that accomplish anything? So actually, the answer is yes and no. So if you would have a kli to start with, the person has a large barrel, there's a spigot on the bottom of the barrel. So it's a kli. And now I have a spigot on the bottom, so I'm pouring water from the kli onto my hands. I'm not pouring it out of the top, I'm taking it out of the spigot. Is that considered karach noisein? I have the kli, but it's considered karach noisein because I'm just using gravity. I'm not doing it myself. So the Gemara discusses this question. The Gemara discusses this question in regards to the Tehillas Yadayim. We're also discussing it in regards to other areas of halacha. The difference between maisa and grama. What's considered your maisa? What's considered a grama? So the Gemara says that the water which is immediately behind the spigot, or behind the blockage, when you remove that blockage, that water which comes out immediately is considered as if you put it there. So Morris says in a case where a case of Ritzicha, if there is a dam there, a person broke up in the dam and the water came out, and that rush of water killed somebody, he's considered a Ritzeach. He b'chayim misa. If the first rush of water did not do it, it only happened, the subsequent water which came later on did it, that's a grama. So the same thing by Netilas Yadayim. If the first water came out of the person's hands, that's considered as if he placed it on his hands. The subsequent water is considered a grama. So if a person would have a barrel with a spigot, and he'd open the spigot or the faucet, and the water would come out on his hands, that first rush of water is considered as if he placed it on his hands. However, you must have a kli. We said you require a kli. So using the water system which we have, and the faucet in your sink is not considered a kli. There's no kli there involved in the process. If you would want to install a large container of a rain barrel on your roof to catch the water and have it run into your house and use a spigot, that'd be fine. But we don't have that. So using the faucet by the sink, which is not considered a kli, it's part of the system which is attached to the ground, is considered like karka. It's not considered a kli, and therefore that is not considered. You fulfill the requirements of a kli. You fulfill the requirement of karach gavra, but not of a kli, so that's not a valid option of how to wash your hands. You fulfill karach noisein, but not the requirement of a kli. Remember, you must have both points. So there's a din of karach gavra, and there's a din of kli. One last point. The Shulchan Aruch says, l'chadchila, when a person pours the water on his hands, he should have in mind that the purpose of this is to be machshir and prepare his hands for achila. You should have in mind for the purpose of to be machshir your hands for achila. The Bir Halacha brings a question. Maybe b'dieved you should wash a second time if you do not have that intent. Rishon Zalman says that if a person very rarely washes with this kli, except for when he's washing his hands for a meal, that the stam das is if you're doing it for the purpose of a meal, and that would require meet this requirement of having kavana to machshir your hands for achila. But if otherwise, you should have that kavana. And since you're doing a mitzvah d'rabanan, we have a general rule of mitzvah shichus kavana. A person of the chadchila should have in mind to fulfill the mitzvah of the tilas yadayim. Have a good morning.